Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome once again to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We hope with every production that we bring insight into the Holy Scriptures to those who hear our message. We pray over our programs that those who listen will be encouraged to believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior who came from heaven to save our souls. We want to encourage every believer to be strong in living for Christ Jesus. We thank you for sharing in this week's program. May the Lord's blessings fall upon you and your family. Before our next song, I will read Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Take my
reading from Psalms chapter 1 sets before us a clear picture between the righteous and the wicked. The fact is simply stated that there is a way of righteousness that is based upon God's word. God has revealed the moral truth of what is right and good, as well as defining what is wrong and what is evil. So there is a choice to be made. Men make the choice to follow on the path of one or the other. Just like what Jesus said in his teachings, there is a narrow way that leads to life, and there's a broad way that leads to death. Throughout the scriptures, we face the very same fact that men can and will choose one way or the other. In today's philosophy about life, truth is seen as relevant to whatever one so chooses it to be. There are no clear lines that mark the difference. There is no one set of moral laws that should be followed. Each individual is free to set his or her own bar as to what is acceptable and what isn't. But the psalmist's words contradict this human reasoning. It simply states that the righteous person finds truth and righteousness based upon God's word. We want to lift up the Bible and declare that God is speaking through his inspired word to reveal and to show the way of righteousness. The psalmist says that the righteous person, man or woman, makes the choice to not live under the influence and direction of wickedness. It is rejected because of what it is. It is known to be wicked by having access to God's holy word that reveals the nature of all that which is evil in God's sight and will be harmful to mankind. Those who choose the way of wickedness reject the God-ordained way of righteousness. To choose the way of righteousness, a person follows God's clear path of that which is good and acceptable to him. Living a sinful life mocks the will of God. It is to scoff at that which is right. The psalmist gives us the result of the wicked's choice to reject God's morals. Those who travel down the pathway of living without the direction that comes from God's word is to be found unable to stand in the judgment day. Wicked ways bring loss. The psalmist lays it out that the wicked will perish. This is a straightforward prediction of what the results are in living outside of and against God's divine will. While the psalmist tells the tale about the results for wicked living, he also writes about those who delight themselves in knowing God's ways and living by them. Blessings flow constantly into the lives of the righteous. God is watching over those who choose to follow him, and life is full. The picture of these two ways are vividly given by the comparison of life's fruits. The righteous produces a harvest of fruit. There is a purpose in such a life, but the wicked ways of this world, it isn't fruitful. The life of the wicked is like the useless chaff that is blown off the grain. It is not saved. It has nothing to offer for others. God gave Adam and Eve the choice while living in the Garden of Eden to choose to live by his righteousness. Moses challenged God's people before he died to choose life, and that life was by reverencing God. Joshua told the people of God that he and his house would serve the Lord as he challenged them to make their choice whom they would serve. Ecclesiastes sets before all those who would follow him in this life to reverence God and obey his commands, declaring this is to be man's whole duty. Jesus came into this world to make it possible that everyone can make our choice to live righteous lives by following his perfect and sinless life. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation, and we today set it before you everyone who hears us. Jesus is God's Son who has died for our sins and has risen from the grave to give us victory over death. The choice is in our hands. Are you walking in the counsel of the wicked, standing in the way of sinners, and sitting in the seat of mockers? It is not necessary to think that you cannot change. Jesus is calling. He says to you, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Do you need to open your heart's door to Jesus that you might enter into the way of God?
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.